This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm up here in space. I'm looking down on you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I'm up here in space. I'm looking down on you. My laser trace. Everything you do. You think you private lives think nothing of the kind. There is no true escape. I'm watching all the time. I'm Elemento. My sight is clean. I am perpetual. I keep the country free. Always in focus. You don't know I'm there. You know, in a biological system's looking at you, don't you? You don't know what the electric guy's looking at. I'm Elemental. I am perpetual. All right, let's get serious. The Washington Post is reporting that Senator Ted Cruz has attacked me. But did he really? Next segment will air it. And then the Blaze came to my defense. Owen Benjamin came to my defense. Rick Wiles of True News, who's had a hard-on for me for years for why I don't know, had to come to my begrudging defense on the fake child porn setup. But they all go, God, we hate defending him, and then string together a bunch of half-truths and 10% truths and non-truths. So I'll tell Rick Wiles this, because I watched his show. It's pretty informative. A lot of it was wrong. He said, I better get right with God and get my soul right, and that I am disturbed, and that I should get out of the spotlight. I agree with it all, but get out of the spotlight. You're right, Rick. I'm disturbed. I'm disturbed by babies being killed after they're born now. I'm disturbed by gay pride parades openly saying they're having sex with children. I have mainstream articles I haven't even gotten to. I am upset, Rick. I'm pissed. I'm raising the alarm. And sometimes I boil over. You're absolutely right, Rick. But you know what? I love God. I love Jesus Christ. And I pray for God to cool me off. I'm like a race car that has, 1,500 horsepower. I got a little too much juice. I understand. Believe me. But my life and my goals and my soul is pointed at justice and at Jesus Christ. And so I'm not pissed at black people. I'm pissed at how they've been slaves for so long in this country and how the very same people that did it, the Democrats, are offering them some new freebie that's going to supposedly free them. Let's go to this clip of this former NFL player who they boo and try to shut down when he talks. Burgess Owens, when he says the Democrats should be paying the reparations. Here it is.
Do not believe in reparation, because what reparation does, it points to a certain race, a certain color, and it points them as evil, and points the other race, my race, as one that is not only becomes racist, but also beggars. I do believe in restitution. Let's point to the party that was part of slavery, KKK, Jim Crow, that has killed over 40% of our black babies, 20 million of them.
That's right. That's right.
State of California, 75% of our black boys cannot pass standard reading and writing tests. A democratic state.
That's all by design.
So, yes, let's pay restoration. Let's pay restitution. How about a Democratic Party pay for all the misery brought to my race? And those, after we learn our history, decide.
Please get him on the
show. There, they should pay also. They're complicit. And every white American, Republican or Democrat, that feels guilty because of your white skin, you should need to pony up also. That way we can get past this reparation and recognize that this country has given us greatness.
Look That's
at
right.
the panel. Doesn't matter how we think. The fact is, doesn't matter our color. We have become successful in this country like no other because of this great opportunity.
Hit pause. I want to come back with him again. He gets the soil, the sun, we grew together. But they want to poison that.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
I'm gonna find me
a reckless woman
with razor blades.
Razor blades and ice in her eyes.
And just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
And thunder.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride. Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind.
We're gonna ride.
Chase the sky forever
with the woman and the stallion in the wind.
Woman and the stallion.
All right, so let's finish up with former NFL player who destroys the lies of the Democratic Party, the KKK, who want to continue to divide this country with fake reparations that will destroy the rule of law. Burgess Owens destroys them. And then we see the headline out of the Washington Post. Is it accurate that I've been attacked by Ted Cruz? We'll play that video in a moment. But here is this interesting point from the hearings yesterday.
I do not believe in reparation, because what reparation does, it points to a certain race, a certain color, and it points them as evil, and points the other race, my race, as one that is not only becomes racist, but also beggars. I do believe in restitution. Let's point to the party that was part of slavery, KKK, Jim Crow, that has killed over 40% of our black babies, 20 million of them. State of California, 75% of our black boys cannot pass standard reading and writing tests, a Democratic state. So, yes, let's pay restoration. Let's pay restitution. How about a Democratic Party pay for all the misery brought to my race? And those, after we learn our history, decide to stay there. They should pay also. They're complicit. And every white American, Republican or Democrat, that feels guilty because of your white skin, you should need to pony up also. That way we can get past this reparation and recognize that this country has given us greatness. Look at this panel. It doesn't matter how we think. The fact is, it doesn't matter our color. We have become successful in this country like no other because of this great opportunity to live the American dream. Let's not steal that from our kids by telling them they can't do it.
That's right. And again, that's why they're so scared. America isn't perfect, but we were reaching to try to fix it all. So how are we the best when it comes to freedoms and things going to say we're the worst now? When you go to any other country, they're all about, you go to China, You're white, you're black, they're like, get out of here. You go to places in Africa, you're not the right tribe. No matter if you're black, they kill your ass. So why are we putting America down and all the great things we've got when it's the best shot we've got? Now, Coleman Hughes, who's a columnist, got torn up as well, and boo, they try to shut him down when he said similar things. Here it is.
Nothing I'm about to say is meant to minimize the horror and brutality of slavery and Jim Crow. Racism is a bloody stain on this country's history.
Good pause, though.
And I can
notice, because he says that, that's why they attack him. Like, he's saying we're wrong, or I'm admitting. The other guy just said, this is a bunch of BS. Democrats are the slave runners, blah, blah, blah. It's a bunch of crap. But this guy wants to make everybody feel good, bring them together. He's saying, hey, things haven't been perfect here. That's when they see weakness. Because I used to have people say, oh, say you're sorry for questioning this or that. And I go, okay, I'm sorry. Oh, my God, you admit you lied. It's over. I'm not putting this guy down. I've been through this. Where you try to say, okay, I'm not perfect, they just use it against you. Here it is.
Failure to pay reparations directly to freed slaves after the Civil War to be one of the greatest injustices ever perpetrated by the U.S. government.
Good point.
But I worry that our desire to fix the past compromises our ability to fix the present. Think about what we're doing today. We're spending our time debating a bill that mentions slavery 25 times, but incarceration only once, in an era with no black slaves, but nearly a million black prisoners. A bill that doesn't mention homicide once, at a time when the Center for Disease Control reports homicide as the number one cause of death for young black men. I'm not saying that acknowledging history doesn't matter. It does. I'm saying there's a difference between acknowledging history and allowing history to distract us from the problems we face today. In 2008, the House of Representatives formally apologized for slavery and Jim Crow. In 2009, the Senate did the same. Black people don't need another apology. We need safer neighborhoods and better schools. We need a less punitive criminal justice system. We need affordable health care. And none of these things can be achieved through reparations for slavery. Nearly everyone close to me told me not to testify today. They told me that even though I've only ever voted for Democrats, I'd be perceived as a Republican and therefore hated by half the country. Others told me that by distancing myself from Republicans, I would end up angering the other half of the country. And the sad truth is that they were both right. That's how suspicious we've become of one another. That's how divided we are as a nation. If we were to pay reparations today, we would only divide the country further, making it harder to build the political coalitions required to solve the problems facing black people today. We would insult many black Americans by putting a price on the suffering of their ancestors.
Exactly.
And we would turn the relationship between black Americans and white Americans from a coalition into a transaction.
Oh, and this will turn people into total racists.
Into a lawsuit between plaintiffs and defendants. What we should do is pay reparations to black Americans who actually grew up under Jim Crow and were directly harmed by second-class citizenship, people like my grandparents. But paying reparations to all descendants of slaves is a mistake. Take me, for example. I was born 3 decades after the end of Jim Crow into a privileged household in the suburbs. I attend an Ivy League school. Yet I'm also descended from slaves who worked on Thomas Jefferson's Monticello plantation. So reparations for slavery would allocate federal resources to me, but not to an American with the wrong ancestry, even if that person is living paycheck to paycheck and working multiple jobs.
It's incredibly discriminatory, exactly.
You might call that justice. I call it justice for the dead at the price of justice for the living. I understand that reparations are about what people are owed, regardless of how well they're doing. I understand that.
Hit pause. We got to go to break. This guy's really smart, but I mean, just the asinineness that if somebody else did something 160 years ago, that you're guilty, unless you stole a painting, because this happened in the Holocaust. Like Madeleine Albright, she's Jewish, but her dad brokered Jews trying to get out. They didn't have the money. He'd kill them. A lot of Jews helped run the Holocaust. That's been declassified. It's a terrible thing. And she had a lot of Holocaust paintings worth tens of millions in her house. And she'd do interviews on TV, and people saw famous paintings in her house. And people were like, hey, my grandmother painted that painting. And they're like, well, yeah, my dad took it from her. Screw you. I murder you. I'm Madeleine Albright. I murder people. I brag about 500,000 dead Iraqi children and say it's a good price. I take your property. I'm a giant toad goblin. I rob Jews. I'm like George Soros. I'm a super goblin. But it came out that she had stolen Jewish art from murdered Jews that her father murdered. She's an alpha god. She kills you. She takes it. Now, you could say reparations to that person's family because she stole the painting. There's a direct piece of property and a direct pig goblin. But people 10 generations ago, you don't even know who it is? I'm going to pay some money to you? You better get your ass straight on that. That's called fraud. That's called slavery. And I'm nobody's slave. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was summoned from Montgomery, I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac, he was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said,
that's not George Strait. Who is that?
Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues?
Can you bend them guitar strings?
He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
It's kind of your country version of It's a Long Way to the Top, going to rock and roll. All right, let's get serious. I literally, a couple times a day, punch in Alex Jones on YouTube to see the latest incredible stuff, good, bad, ugly, going on. And I punched it in earlier, and the headline came up in the Washington Post video feed that Senator Ted Cruz says we should stand up to voices like Alex Jones, not silence them. Now, I never said Ted Cruz's dad killed Kennedy. I said the word was he was in the CIA out of Cuba, was an anti-communist. That's a good thing, Ted. The media ran with that, and you dropped out of the race a day later. Because the word is, it's true. Your dad was in the CIA out of Cuba, then sent to Canada, and we all know that. And he was an anti-communist. That's a good thing. And I supported Ted Cruz over Beto, obviously. I think Ted's a great guy overall. And I ran into him in D.C. and we had a nice talk. But here's the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos' operation, trying to get him to throw me under the bus. Here it is.
To your point about fraud and knowing things are falsehoods and taking them down, how then do you address something like Alex Jones? This is somebody who very publicly was posting conspiracy theories about quite a good number of things, including the shooting at Sandy Hook. At times, it appeared like you had been defending his ability to say that. So let's just start with the basics. What are your thoughts on Alex Jones? Should he have been able to continue to do these things on?
I think Alex Jones is a nut. I don't listen to the guy. I don't know what he has to say. But I also don't like that a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires suddenly decided this voice shall be silenced. We, the Star Chamber, have spoken, and his listeners have no right to hear him. Now, part of the reason I spoke out in support of Alex Jones is because he's been a son of a bitch to me. The guy goes on air and routinely accuses my father of killing John F. Kennedy. For the record, he didn't do it, but my dad did take out Jimmy Hoffa. I apologize for that. To be honest, I don't like crackpots that accuse my father of murder.
All right, let's hit pause. What's up with every interviewer either being a transvestite or like a weird little robot soy boy? Because they put out all these things I didn't say or didn't do, and then this person's supposed to renounce them. The New York Times promoted fake WMDs that killed millions. They run the whole Arab Spring. They do all this criminal stuff on purpose. They lie continually. And they go, oh, Alex Jones does all these bad things. I had Roger Stone on, Ted. And Roger Stone, at that time, Ted was talking to the president and talking to CENTCOM, Special Operations Command, and the word is your dad was in the CIA. And we just brought that up, and you dropped out of the race the next day. So You're recycling all this. So you should be mad at Trump if you're mad about that. Because we all know where it came from, and we know Trump repeated it. Oh, but you love him now, don't you? I did my job, buddy boy, and you know it. Like getting your ass into office here in Texas. But here he is, sucking the lollipop of the Washington Post. Let's continue.
Like crackpots that accuse my father of murder. That's why I defended his First Amendment rights. Because the First Amendment is about letting people speak and letting the marketplace of ideas decide. It's precisely because I was defending someone who comes after me. To illustrate, this is not about my particular policy views being favored. This is about, and it used to be, by the way.
And Paul, the soy boy is in love. Can we back this up? Like, do these guys get a hotel room later? Which is fine. I'm super liberal. But, like, I think we know who's pitching and who's catching here. Did Ted Cruz have his legs up behind that guy's ears an hour later at the hotel room? And, by the way, that's called comedy, folks. I'm not being serious here. But, I mean, Soy Boy looks like he stepped off a little flying saucer. Maybe it's a gray alien. Being sarcastic, folks. It's all called comedy. But seriously, Ted, you wouldn't have got elected if we didn't support you for the Senate again. And you go back to your vomit. You go back to these guys that would slit your throat in a minute, as if groveling to the Washington Post will make, we've already overthrown them. We've already defeated them. And we keep going through this Groundhog Day every time that some chicken neck soy boy that no one even knows who he is. And then you're going to just go into this prostration before him. Let's continue.
And it used to be, by the way, journalists used to be vigorous in protecting free speech. It's really striking.
That's a good point now.
How many journalists?
Hey, pause. Back this up 5 seconds. So he does his little, I'm not with Alex Jones. Now he tells you what he really thinks. I like Ted Cruz. We had a private conversation in D.C. Part of it on tape. The point is, I like Ted Cruz. He could be president someday. Knock it off, Ted. Your dad was in the CIA. You want us to release the documents? Doesn't mean he killed JFK. He was involved in New Orleans. Knock it off. We're here to protect and defend your ideas. We like what you do. So stop. Just delay that. Stop acting like this little trendy next to you is your life raft. He ain't, man. He'll take you down like a ton of bricks tied to your ankles. Go back to him.
And it used to be, by the way, journalists used to be vigorous in protecting free speech. It's really striking. How many journalists are perfectly fine with the massive power big tech has to censor views? And it may be because the views they're suppressing journalists disagree with. So if they're suppressing pro-life views, look, most journalists are not pro-life, so what skin is it off my nose? Well, I think that's a very dangerous power to hand over if you suddenly have two or three billionaires deciding what speech is allowed, what speech is not, and it's all invisible.
But, Senator, this was an example of somebody who has a very large following that had been enabled in some ways by the social media platforms that later banned him to spread those falsehoods. You don't think that those companies have a responsibility to sort of limit the spread of that, if they can?
Well, look, I will note, by the way, because I guess as I understand it, he has a radio show, he's facing slander and libel litigation. And so you do have a legal system. If he's spreading slanders and libels, look, in my instance, he certainly is in my instance, but you know, and I will confess, my father contemplated filing a lawsuit, but I told him, the old line, never roll around in the mud with a pig because you'll get covered in mud and the pig likes it.
Right.
That, frankly, was my advice to my dad.
Bingo.
Don't mess with this guy. But we do have a legal system.
We launched the whole movement you wrote in on, you and Trump. My audience launched the whole wave you rolled in on, brother. Recognize it. No, we wrote the whole book. And I get it. Babies. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and giving me some air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Matt Bracken had some big old storms, you know about those, roll through and knock out his power. But he's taking over in a moment. He's got a lot to say about the current escalations. Trump's press conference never happened. It became a congressional secret meeting at the White House. We'll, during the war room, we should have news. We'll cover it, Infowars.com/show. But Ted Cruz, as you just heard, came out and said, hey, don't take Alex Jones' free speech away. But the Jones said my dad killed Kennedy. No, I said your dad was in the CIA. He lived in New Orleans. He was an anti-communist. And I got that from high-level sources. So stop footsieing around with Trump if you're mad at me about that. Now, let me get to one more piece of news, and Matt Bracken will take over. The Young Turks, Owen Benjamin, True News with Rick Wiles. What are the other channels? There are so many of these. Even Limbeck's co-host with his show that he does separate on The Blaze came out and said, Alex Jones did not send child porn to the Sandy Hook families. The judge first wanted all our emails, 9.6 million to Sandy Hook. We have nothing to hide. You usually get rid of emails every 3 years. We had them going back like 15 years. I was telling my data folks, why am I paying for this? They get them, they data mine them, they find hidden links in non-related death threats against me that we never opened. The FBI admits it. It's in the news last week. Democrats get pissed. They go, Jones can't be the victim here. So on Monday they announce that I am guilty of sending child porn to the Sandy Hook families. Total defamation. They sued us. They demanded them in discovery. It was hidden. They had to have metadata to find it. I said, that's suspicious. I'm not blaming them specifically for it. I'm saying whoever sent it, I'm going to get you. Now they're threatening to sue me over that. Great, line up. You're going to lose. We're in a real 21st century war here. But I wanted to play the Glenn Beck Blaze thing because they stated all the fake facts that I sent people to harass the Sandy Hook families. But then they go, but it's true, he didn't send child porn. They just got all these emails because Jones sent too many. Because a lot of these guys on the show are lawyers. They're smart. They know, well, you wouldn't send people unopened emails. That's not related to a suit. You never talk to these people. The judge ordered anything with the name Sandy Hook or all these family names or all these news terms. It was like 30, 40 terms, I forget. We had to search it, have law firms review it. Then they asked the judge, we've had like 8 hearings on this, make Jones open every attachment. We checked with 3 different data firms. They're like, well, that's like $200,000. Plus, data firms wouldn't do it because you're going to open unattached stuff. You could open child porn. So it gets a little suspicious, doesn't it? Whoever's behind it. We refuse the judge. We say, we're not opening all the attachments we never open. She goes, okay, just give us the emails. And then they find 12 emails death-threatening me, hidden links to child porn. And my point here is that this blew up in their face. I don't just put a good face on things. Everyone I talk to and every outlet out there says, oh, my God, this is a hoax. This is bad. Except the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and others. They still are going with the hoax because they want to teach underlings to lie. And that means we're over the target, folks, that anybody could send you child porn. You never open it. Anybody could mail a postcard of child porn to your address and you throw it away or you call the police. They say you're guilty. No, the cops don't say you're guilty. The Democrats do. So the good news is no one is buying this, but it shows the hysteria level they've gone to. So here's part of that Blaze TV. What's Glenn Beck's? I'm not trying to be funny here. What's his co-host name? Shep or something. Point is, it's the co-host doing this. So here, even my enemies having to admit the truth. Here it is.
Media is giving a good challenge here because of this story that's going on. He is currently being sued about the Sandy Hook situation. And so here are the headlines from all over the media. And you'll notice some names on here that should supposedly be much better. Right. Like, I mean, Raw Story. They're going to write whatever headline they want to write. But the New York Times is on here. BuzzFeed, USA Today, Wall Street Journal. And all of them pretty much say the same thing. Alex Jones sent emails containing child porn to Sandy Hook victim lawyers. Look at the New York Times. Alex Jones' legal team is said to have sent child porn in Sandy Hook hoax case. Alex Jones sent files containing child pornography to lawyers. There's, like, what kind of psychopath sends child porn to the victims of a shooting? Like, this is, I mean, even for Alex Jones, sounds completely insane. Mm-hmm. And it would be if it were at all true. This is like, I mean, you want to talk about media malpractice. What happened here is that Alex Jones is being sued, and they're trying to get the information about how he came up with these conspiracy theories. So the lawyers asked Alex Jones, in discovery in the lawsuit, mm-hmm. to send him all of the files that were on the server. and all of the emails that were on the server because we want to check the emails. So what he did, and this, you know, this isn't, you know, I don't know how high quality Alex Jones's lawyers are, but he just literally overshared. He turned over everything. So he turned over not over the only things that he was emailing internally, which is obviously the focus of.
Let's pause for a minute. That's Stu. I looked up his name myself. I'm not being catty here. That's Stu, his co-host. And again, no, I didn't overproduce. We had like 8 hearings. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. And this judge said, "You'll give us everything." And making him open the attachments, federal crime, open them. We didn't open them. I said, "No, Your Honor, we're not doing it." Didn't matter. They scanned them and found the hidden stuff. So, again, someone mails you something, are you guilty? No, you're not. Let's continue with Stu. That's his name, Beck's co-host.
The public email addresses and everything that flowed into them. So in the public email addresses, people were emailing InfoWars, most likely trolls trying to screw with InfoWars, sending him child porn to try to get him in trouble in some way.
How do we know that's not a false flag up?
That's a great point.
How do we know?
I know, really, because, I mean, that really is what should happen here. We should just say it's a false flag. But no, I mean, so basically this guy has a public, public at InfoWars.com. People are sending him, it's not him doing it. He gets the emails, and in there are terrible files. He overshares and gives them everything, and then they go to the press and say, "Alex Jones just sent us child porn." No, come on. They sent him millions of emails, and in there were some public ones about child porn. You know, the fact that, like, that story is the real story is, you know, it's nothing, right? Like, that shouldn't even be in public information.
Mm-hmm. So okay, good. So that's enough of these guys.
And I think it's what the left.
But before they went to that, they regurgitated every lie about me, every piece of disinfo, everything again. They know full well what they're doing. Matt Bracken takes over next segment with his update for you on what he thinks is happening with Iran and what Trump's going to say coming up during the war room with a supposed press conference that hasn't happened. But Clown World, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest comedy show on earth, 2 nights, 20-plus candidates, and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th, I'll be here co-hosting. Starts at 7 p.m. live, TV and radio stations. You're welcome. We ask you to pick it up, please. Asking listeners to call local TV and radio stations and tell them you want us to pick it up. You want them to pick it up. We're going to have the 26th and 27th. That's next. What is that? Next Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to have live coverage throughout Clown World, all of the clown candidates. We're going to be covering it. You do not want to miss the coverage of Clown World coming up next week. I'm shooting off the hip here. What day is the 26th and 27th? That's Wednesday and Thursday. My little brain was right. So next Wednesday and Thursday, we'll not just have the David Knight show at 8 a.m. and my show at 11 a.m. and we're not just going to have Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. We're going to have Clown World coverage with Matt Brackett, I'm sure he'll join us, 7 o'clock until Clown World ends. And let's shove it down the globalist throats. Let's make it huge. Let's have big audiences tune in because we're overriding their censorship. Please don't forget, they're trying to shut us down. Your purchases make it all possible. I'm very humble. I'm very thankful. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, store-wide free shipping. 50% off all the supplements and store-wide double Patriot points. And 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I've got the next 10 minutes and no time for callers, but don't worry, I've got plenty to say. Just winding up what Alex was saying in the last segment, all of those major media outlets that ran those slanderous headlines, they knew what they were doing. That's the whole point. It's like the Trump Tower meeting. The point is just to get the headline. Half of Americans that are only watching the news when they're flipping from reality shows to sitcoms, all they're going to see is something like Alex Jones sent kitty porn, period. Mission, that's it. Mission accomplished. They got what they wanted. That's it. That's all they wanted. Truth be damned. And that's why it truly is fake media. Okay, it's been a week. Excuse me. It's been a week since the tanker attacks in the Straits of Hormuz, Strait of Hormuz. And I guess I was a contrarian around here because I actually do believe it was an Iranian mine planted by Iranians and removed by Iranians. I have a lot of reasons to think this. One of them is I may be the only person that you've listened to all week that's actually ever in his life held a limpet mine in his hands or swum underwater with a limpet mine using no-bubble rebreathers, been a passenger on a swimmer delivery vehicle, getting under ships, planting mines, climbing up on ships. So a lot of what you're hearing are so-called former analysts, and they might be really knowledgeable within their territory. But when it comes to mines and ships, give me a little bit of credit, all right? I've been there and done it. Now, I've heard people say if they wanted to sink a tanker, they would have put the mine under the waterline. This shows on many levels that these so-called experts have no effing clue what the F they're talking about. For one thing, a tanker is not a giant bathtub with one big floating pool of oil inside. It's divided into dozens of cells. Putting a hole in one cell of a tanker is not going to cause it to sink, whether it's above or below the waterline. A tanker is actually, within a constraints of a fairly small explosive device, is a pretty hard item to sink. But what you can do, if you're very good, is cause a massive fire that could spread through the ship and then cause, you know, a huge photogenic video opportunity for the world press. So I would say out of four limpet mines on two ships, the Iranians had one success. That's that picture right there. The other two, on one ship, the mine didn't even detonate. So they had to, whoops, come running back and take it off. Anybody that says, hey, well, maybe it was Saudis dressed up like Iranians with an exact duplicate of an exact, you know, customized, made Iranian-produced speedboat that came and took it off to make the Iranians look bad. Listen, folks, let's get real. Just because we have deep state domestic enemies that are globalists, they're real POSs, I get it. They're domestic enemies. That doesn't mean that our real foreign enemies are suddenly cuddly teddy bears that are just trying to get along in the world. And it's mean old Uncle Sam and Donald Trump who's being tricked by the neocons because Iran just wants peace. They're just wonderful guys. This is such a load of crap. Hold two things in your mind at the same time. Yes, we have deep state domestic enemy globalists that would love to sabotage Donald Trump. I get it. And they would love to draw us into a war. I get it. But at the same time, we have long-term, very real enemies, the guys yelling death to America since the 70s. And I was in Beirut in the early 80s when they blew up a bunch of Marines. And it was really the Iranians that did it, okay? It wasn't the CIA. It really was the Iranians. They really do hate our guts. They really do consider us the great Satan. And there's an important generational aspect to this. That is that the leaders of the Iranian Revolution, going back to 79 and the 80s, they are getting very old. You can say, well, you know, they just believe in the afterlife. That's true, but human beings want to see things happen during their time on this planet. And the generation that has still got a death grip on Iran, they're going to be gone. They're aging out rapidly. And if there's going to be anything happening with the great Satan, they want it to happen now. Now, going back to 1988, that was what was called Operation Praying Mantis. That was the end of the tanker wars, which lasted through the mid-80s. Concurrent with the Iran-Iraq war. The Iranians were putting sea mines into the Persian Gulf. Ships were hitting them. It was a low-level war. I know a lot about it. Navy SEALs were involved countering this. They weren't just dropping mines out of wooden dowels. They had actual mine-laying vessels or military vessels rolling mines off the back. I know this for a fact. And let me tell you something. This is what I learned, that you can snipe somebody from a helicopter especially if you're on a, you know, ship that's making some noise, it's got an ambient engine hum. We can snipe people from a helicopter when the people being sniped don't even know there's a helicopter in the sky. All right, folks, it's nighttime. You're making noise. You're laying mines. The next thing you know, people are dropping and bleeding around you. We were in that war ever since then. There are SEALs in this war now, sure, but they're not dressing up like Iranians to plant fake limpet mines on ships to make the poor innocent Iranians look bad. Hold the two things in your mind at the same time. They really do hate us. And the big weapon that Iran has is geography. Geography and anti-ship missiles. There are articles floating around about, you know, what can the Iranian missiles do against U.S. naval vessels? That's a debate, sure. But what they can do against tankers is stop tankers from going through the Straits of Hormuz. They have thousands of variants of mobile missile launchers that are arrayed in that arc all the way around the Strait of Hormuz in range. So they don't have to be sitting on the beach. They can be 100, 200 miles back in the mountains. An important lesson that everybody learned after Operation Desert Storm was that mobile missiles work. Much bigger Scud missiles were being fired from Iraq into Saudi Arabia, even as Desert Storm ended. It ended politically in negotiated settlement, but the missile teams were never stopped. And those were gigantic fire truck-sized Scud missiles out in the open desert. If you look at the map of the Strait of Hormuz, you see it's very rugged terrain, full of canyons and gullies. And the Iranians, what they've been doing for the last 30 years since we whipped their butt with Operation Praying Mantis and sunk half their navy, they've developed their what they consider their trump card, which is the ability to absolutely choke off the Strait of Hormuz. And it's not America that is directly the target right now. The target is Europe and Japan and Korea. So literally, Trump could tell Merkel and Prime Minister Abe, hey, it's not my problem. We've got all the energy we need. Sucks to be you. You should probably have a navy. We're not going to go to war for the Strait of Hormuz. That would be an option. I'm sure the neocons are not going to entertain that. They're going to say that would cause a global depression if the Iranians, you know, start plinking tankers from their thousands of truck mobile missile launchers, truck-borne anti-ship missiles that we literally cannot find and cannot stop. Not when you've got thousands of them in many thousands of caves and other hiding places playing the shell game. Remember, at Desert Storm, we couldn't even find and take out their Scud missiles much bigger in open desert. The Iranians have been planning 30 years now how to choke off the Strait of Hormuz. And if they do it, this is part of that apocalyptic end times scenario that old generation of Iranians I was talking about, the ones that want to see this big fight get on with the great Satan while they're still alive to appreciate it. You know, if this tit for tat rises to a certain level, we think, oh, our Navy can just go in and wipe them out. Sure. But we can't find all those truck-mounted mobile missiles. And that's what's going to choke off the Strait of Hormuz and kill the West's economy. Not America necessarily, but Europe, Japan, and Korea. They'll be on the hotline with Trump saying, please, please, you've got to use your Navy to open the Strait of Hormuz. So this is the Trump card that the Iranians are holding, and we're going to see how it plays out. But God bless our U.S. Navy that's in harm's way inside of missile range. They got to have their game on every second. I'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.